Well, if you want your good news, it's that JT Miller played like he actually had a pair of balls today. And the problem here is that JT Miller was never going to come in and fix the fact that this team was not four, is not, not was, is not four lines deep, was not going to fix the fact that this decor is abysmal, was not going to fix the fact that Igor Shesterkin's been inconsistent as all hell this season. So yeah, the Rangers drop a crucial game in the standings because this is one of those games where you look at it as a 4-point game, if you will, because it's pretty simple. You beat Boston. They are stuck at 56 points, I believe it was. You move up to 54. That puts you in a pretty good spot there, and that helps you get past teams like the Islanders and the Canadiens who are ahead of you. And instead, they dropped this game to a team that had a minus 30 goal difference, might have been going into the game, or at least close to it. I mean, that was just pathetic. Just absolutely pathetic. And I'm just trying to understand, like, how it is possible. And you know what? Maybe my sound's going in and out. Hang on, let me fix that before I continue to talk. Or is it just, is it good? Is the audio good? I'll try moving the mic closer. I want to make sure that's good before I continue to go on a rant here. But I'm just going to make sure. All right. We're good? All right. Like I was saying, though, how is it that you go out and make the trade, and you watch JT Miller even in those first few shifts, and not, and how's the rest of the group just not show up there? How's the group not want to play when he's going out there every shift with a with his balls just dangled all over the ice because of how big of a sack he's got? He's got the wheelbarrow like he's Randy Marsh. And the rest of this team, no, didn't replicate that same energy. Did not. And this is part of the problem here with what I laid out yesterday when discussing this trade. JT Miller, he could play at an elite level. He could play at that 100-point level for all I care. It does not matter if this team's going to play the way that they do. They had 4 days off, and your best player was a guy who got into Boston at 4 a.m., got to the hotel at 4 a.m., I should say, had to wake up by 10 a.m. to get to the meetings and get all the information. That was your best player today. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. And I'm sorry. I'm going to react this way in this type of game because of the fact that if you want any sort of chance at the playoffs, this is one of those games you gotta win. You gotta win. Tampa Bay is not gonna struggle for too long. Boston gained ground on you. But the fact that JT Miller goes out there, first few shifts even, first shift even, getting in on the forecheck, displaying a good effort there. And it doesn't matter because, again, the rest of the group, nothing. That first goal made me, Ryan Lindgren makes me want to, he makes my eyeballs bleed, makes me want to just pull them out of my damn face. Because first you have the penalty there. And then Ryan Lindgren, while they're already killing a penalty, takes a moronic cross-checking penalty along the boards, puts Boston on a 5-on-3, and McAvoy ends up scoring. But you know what? JT Miller goes out there and responds right away. Panarin gets the turnover there, and then JT Miller goes right into a prime spot in the slot to rip one by Swayman. Right away responds. And then later in the first period, Pasta, who just had an absolute field day all over the Rangers. Ended up getting another because Fox, he plays a soft game. And you know what? Why is it? And I get that Adam Fox, it's not his game to fight and play a hard-nosed game. But when you have Marchand in your face, drop the mitts, man. I'm sorry. I don't care if you get your ass kicked. It sends a different kind of message if you're dropping the mitts there with Marchand when you're down as much as you are. But instead, we just saw soft play yet again. And that's what happened on that second goal, behind the net, soft play. And Ryan Lindgren's guarding nobody. And then you have Edstrom puck watching there. He left the game and didn't return at one point. And then the second period, I mean, don't even get me started on how much of a joke it was the second period, the way they played. They had two shots on goal the entire period. That was it. That was it. And I mean, yet again, just terrible. Absolutely terrible. Ryan Lindgren on for another goal against there as well, by the way. As Coyle had that deflection. And then the power play, too. You had Ryan Lindgren just sticking his ass out in front of Igor Shesterkin, thinking he's going to block it with his ass. Zacha ends up getting a goal. Third period comes along, and you think maybe they're going to claw their way back in right away. JT Miller again scores. Chris Kreider, who, oh, we'll get to Chris Kreider as well. But Chris Kreider trying to go to the net front there as Mika's setting up the tap in, and then JT Miller taps it in and says, Chris Kreider, get the hell out of here. Love that. But then didn't matter because Pasta just responds right away. Right away. And what pair was on the ice for that one, you might be asking? It's the same exact one. Although that one, I am not going to ridicule really the defense for, because Igor, you're making $11.5 million. Make the damn save there. You cannot let that goal in from Pasta. No way. Oh, but it's fine because Lindgren had an assist there on Johnny Brodzinski's goal. And then Pasta got the empty netter. I mean, not even an effort really off the draw. And Pasta just gets a free hat trick there. Just such an embarrassing way. And this loss, it was all over Twitter from Ranger fans and non-Ranger fans. But this loss exemplified why the trade did not make sense in regards to the fact that he was not going to come in and fix every single issue that there is with this team. And I felt that this team was not worthy of going in the direction, worthy of getting a veteran player for. And they showed that on display by embarrassing him today. Because he goes out there, scores two goals for you, gives it his all every damn shift. And he didn't get to the hotel till 4 a.m. This team had 4 days off. And that's how you welcome him back to the Rangers. Oh, and they play tomorrow, by the way, too, if you weren't aware. And then the power play, too, that the Rangers had before. You have Chris Kreider, who can't bury tap-ins, and he's pouting on the bench. Fox, again, don't even get me started there. He hit a post, hanging his head, going back to the bench. Just soft. Just a soft brand of hockey today. Soft. And that exemplifies this roster in a nutshell. It's what we've seen, and it's what we probably will continue to see unless more changes happen, because it's just pathetic, man. It really just is. I just can't understand. I mean, two shots in that third period was just, or second period rather. That's disgraceful. And I'm not the biggest fan of Laviolette these days either. Because I have no clue what the hell is going on with him behind that bench. JT Miller, he hates losing. He might want to start loving it if this is what it's going to be around him night in, night out. Just brutal. Just absolutely brutal. I mean, the defense today, they couldn't guard, they could protect anything that was going to the slot. Boston must have had like 50 high danger chances today. It at least felt that way, because every single time I'm watching them get to the slot, getting a shot opportunity, slot, shot, slot, shot. Lindgren and Fox, especially, though, played such a soft brand of hockey today. Sorry. Losing my voice there as I'm ranting. Played a soft brand, though, of hockey today. And it definitely was spreading through the lineup a bit. That's just how I felt, though, about most of the guys today in general. Just soft. All right, let's get to the chat and see what you guys are saying. Again, I gave my thoughts. I don't really have any others other than just a disgrace. Just really a disgrace when your best player was a guy that got probably 4 hours of sleep last night. Unbelievable. All right, see what you guys are saying. Leave a like if you haven't already. Subscribe. And if you weren't aware and you do want to listen to the audio versions of these, you can do that now, as I am on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever your podcasting platform is. Go ahead and give a rating and review. I would appreciate all of that a ton. Thank you for the $2, Van. Igor is a fraud. Miller isn't the answer. It's funny, too, because of the fact that I was joking with my brother before the game today. And we were just talking about how I said to him, I'm like, Miller's going to score. And he's like, you know what? Watch Miller just get a hat trick just to make us look stupid. And I'm like, yeah, and they'll still lose. Almost nailed it to perfection. Almost nailed that one. But thank you for the $2, like I said before. Van, I really appreciate that. Yeah, soft. Pretty much. Just soft. And yeah, don't even get me started with the way Kreider was playing in the D zone either. Gifting the puck away. Gliding back there. If he's hurt, get in the press box. I'm tired of hearing, but he's hurt. Then don't play. They already have. They already are ahead of the Rangers in the standings. The Rangers are currently... Where is the... Did I close out of everything there? I guess I did. All right, my fault. Let me get the standings back up again. The Rangers are currently... Behind, so here's the wild card line. So you got Columbus in wild card one. Still can't even believe that. Boston in wild card two, thanks to the piss poor effort today by the Rangers, which I gave the Rangers the benefit of the doubt. I said they'd lose this game in overtime. Tampa Bay is the next wild card team, which, by the way, they have a plus 35 goal differential and are not even a playoff team. Detroit's ahead of them with 55 points. The Islanders are ahead with 53. And they do have a game in hand, by the way, on the Rangers too. And they're ahead. That's lovely. Montreal's at 53 with the same amount of games played as the Rangers, who are at 52. And they are tied with the Flyers, but they have two games in hand on the Flyers. And I don't know. I don't know why Kreider's even in the Four Nations. But he shouldn't be going. If he's hurt, that is. If the back is truly as bad as we're led to believe, and as the Twitter doctors are saying, then why is he going? And yeah, Lafreniere was garbage too. Lafreniere's been garbage for a while now. For weeks now. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know what the hell happened. I thought we were finally seeing him come into his own last year. I was apologizing for everything I said last year in the preseason. He has looked like the preseason version of... He's looked like last year's preseason version... Try to think of how to word that better. I can't word that better. But either way, he looks like he did in last year's preseason. There you go. Versus, he looks like that this season. I cannot talk right now. Wow. That's how he looks this season. Point being, he looks like garbage right now. He's invisible. And when he's visible, it's not for the right reasons right now. Not at all. Yeah, since he got the contract. Like you're saying, who knows the truth? And like John is saying, yeah. 100%. 1,000%. 1,000,000%. And this is, again, the problem is that another coach has lost the room with this group. It's just infuriating, too, because... Like, the thing that's really infuriating about all this is if they end up missing, I'm going to say if, which some people are either going to laugh or are going to be like, yeah, damn right you said if. But if they end up missing it, people are going to be pissed off at, rather, because I'm not saying if they make it. If they miss it, though, regardless. It's going to be even more annoying to look at that point streak in January. And no, I wasn't expecting better, but the problem is when I watch a guy who just got to the team and woke up at four or got to the hotel at 4 in the morning, like they said on the broadcast, had to go to the team meetings at 10 a.m. When I watched him look like the best player, and it was not just one shift. It was every single shift Miller was noticeable today. Which I'll admit, too, that it did surprise me. It did. But he was the most noticeable today, and it was every shift. And nobody else who had 4 days off gave any sort of effort today and played soft. Just putrid. And yeah, this is it. 4 hours of sleep and was miles better than the rest of the team. It's, and that just, again, it paints the perfect picture as to why the trade didn't make sense. It paints the picture. Because there's just so, it's so much of a mess right now. And yes, it, maybe, I don't know. I don't know the direction. I don't know if they're retooling, going to run it back and think Miller's the only guy they need. I don't know. Zero clue. And yeah, except Miller, they look like they hit the Boston bars, yeah. Honestly, I was laughing at points today. Because Ryan Lindgren is so bad to the point where I can't help but laugh at it sometimes. And it's a, I'm losing my mind, but this is also hilarious. Laugh. And yeah, I mean, this is true too. They are committed pretty much to retooling. Just infuriating. Very infuriating, especially when, again, this game was so crucial if you want to make the playoffs, and now you got back-to-back against Vegas. And Jonathan Quick going again for that 400th win. If they give this type of effort against Vegas, which, I mean, with the amount of days off, they gave this type of effort, so I don't know if my expectations are high. But against Vegas, ooh, good luck. Good luck. He said this? Because I know Lindgren was saying that he loves to be in New York and stuff, but if he truly said that, get the hell out of my city. No, really. Get lost. Get absolutely lost. Brooksy said he said that? Then get lost. I already want him lost as is. That only makes it even more. Get lost. If you're not going to hold yourself accountable for poor play, and of all things say that fans are blowing it out of proportion, get lost. Get out of here. What? Because you're on the team? You know so much more? Okay. Act like you're above everyone. Get out of here. He's something else, man. He's truly... I continue to make the comp that he is to the Rangers what Jeff McNeil is to the Mets. That's what he is. That's the comparison there. I'm just so over. Yeah. And I want $1 million. Just pathetic. I'm tired of hearing from players like him who can't hold himself accountable. Just get lost. And yeah, I mean, what Kale Gill is saying here, this is it. Pairing up Lindgren is Laviolette's fault. I think you mean with Fox, and not being able to get a stud left shot defenseman. It's Drury's fault. I said, it's so annoying too, because all offseason, I screamed that they need to move Lindgren, that they need to replace Lindgren with literally anybody. Just unreal. Absolutely unreal. And yet, I know I saw someone comment it. Where was it? About Laviolette. Yeah, gassing up Lindgren. That worries me. That worries me. Because I was half kidding, but also wasn't kidding entirely when I tweeted out a couple weeks ago when Lindgren was saying, yeah, I don't want to leave New York and stuff like that. Or, no, it wasn't that. It was when they were praising his leadership. And I half-jokingly, because it also is something that the Rangers would do, I said, he's going to get extended now, isn't he? But I wouldn't put it past the Rangers to extend him. I mean, they've gave him like 4 to 5 chances now. What is a 6 going to hurt, right? Or a 7th, or 8th, or a 9th, or a 10th, or I could keep going. Apparently, Larry Brooks brought up that Lindgren said that fans are blowing out of proportion. I'm paraphrasing here, but fans are blowing out of proportion, apparently, how he's playing. That's what Ryan Lindgren is saying, that he thinks the fans are wrong and he's not actually playing that bad. Just brutal. Yeah, I didn't even see that, honestly. Otherwise, I would have brought it up sooner. I don't even know when that was. And yeah, I know, Lindgren's not even a 7th D-man on a cup team. There's a lot of guys on this D-core and roster that aren't good enough to be on a cup team. Thank you for the $2 from Jay Lewis here. I appreciate it. JT Miller, best Ranger today by a long shot. Yeah. And thank you for the $2. And what does it say that he was the best Ranger today and everyone else looked like garbage? What does that tell you? What does it tell you? All right. I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you guys for tuning in and watching. Leave a like if you enjoyed. Subscribe. Turn on your notifications so you know I upload or go live on the channel. I'll see you guys in the next one.